It is now time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from Searcy, calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good evening, everyone, from the Lions Den here on the campus of Searcy High School. It is a time for another edition of Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber Basketball. Tonight, both the Mountain Home teams are taking on the Lions of Searcy. We start, as we normally do, with the girls' portion of our doubleheader as we welcome you in to the Lady Bombers pregame show. Mountain Home coming into this game off a big win. We're currently 15-3 on the season, 4-1 in the 5A East. They're actually in a four-way tie for first place in the league with Nettleton, West Memphis, and Jonesboro. Lady Bombers moved into that tie after getting the victory over Jonesboro this past Friday night, 46-37, the final score of that game. And it was a game that Nettleton actually came in ranked number one in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. At the time, Mountain Home was in a tie for fifth in Class 5A, but after the victory, Nettleton has fallen to number two in Class 5A, and Mountain Home has moved up to the number four ranking. This is, as for Searcy, they've seen their share of struggles, particularly lately. They're on Coach Kim Sitzman told me, an eight-game losing streak. Lady Lions are 5-12 on the season, 0-5. In the 5A East. Searcy was 5-5 at one point in the year, but I tell you, that's the lately, especially getting into conference play, it's been more of a struggle for them. It's actually a Searcy club that doesn't have any seniors in their starting lineup, so they're a bit younger than most of the teams that Mountain Home is facing this year. Matter of fact, they're going to be relying mainly on the play of sophomore Chelsea Johnson and a junior Asharia Brown to try to get their first conference victory of the season. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Searcy in just a moment. You're listening to the Lady Bomber pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home's girls are getting ready to take on Searcy. Take a look at the starting lineups. We'll start with Mountain Home. They're the visiting team, so they're in their road blues. They'll be going with three seniors tonight, Emma Martin at 5'7", Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2", and Leah Jackson at 5'6". And then to round it out, two juniors, Kate Gilbert at 5'10", and Addison Yates at 5'9". Searching their home lights, coached by second-year head coach Kim Sitzman. She's actually been with the district for 5 years. Before that, she was the head coach of the junior high. She is going to go with three juniors in the starting lineup. And Nalia Hadley at 5'6", Asharia Brown at 5'9", and that's actually four juniors. I've met Meredith Weber at 6'1", and Eliana Odin at 5'10", and then to round out the starting lineup, Chelsea Johnson, a 5'5 sophomore. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Searcy coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.